When I invest, I go through the same process. For example, when I buy a building, I am confident that I will receive the following four types of income. 1. Rental income. 2. Depreciation income, aka phantom cash flow. 3. Amortization. My tenant pays off my loan. 4. Appreciation. The dollar is dropping in value. I put appreciation last because it is the least important of all the incomes. Yet, for most investors, appreciation, capital gains, is the only income they are going after when they invest. For example, when someone buys a stock for $5 and holds it until it gets to $12 to sell it, he or she is selling for appreciation or capital gains. The same is true for people who flip real estate. I put appreciation last also because it is taxed income, capital gains. The one blessing real estate has is the 1031 exchange, which lets the investor defer the tax on capital gains, sometimes forever if you plan well. To me, this ability to avoid capital gains makes real estate a far superior investment compared to paper assets such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and especially savings. Again, I stress that this example of real estate and paying less in taxes is completely predictable. In 1996, the year I came out of retirement, I created my board game, Cashflow, and wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I had no idea how successful the Rich Dad company would become, but I chose the right team, starting with Sharon and Michael Lechter. Having the right team is the best form of leverage. In the same year, I also started an oil company, a gold mining company, and a silver mining company. While the oil company failed, the mining companies went on to become public companies via IPOs and a merger. The companies are listed on the Canadian stock exchanges. Both companies have made me millions of dollars. Many people said starting oil, gold, and silver mining companies was risky. While there was some risk, to me it was very little. I could mitigate the risk simply because I know we all use, consume, oil and gas. That is predictable. I also knew that gold and silver would go up in value. How did I know? Because I knew the politicians running our country would not stop spending, and would not stop borrowing, and would not stop printing money. So in this case, it was not gold and silver that were predictable. It was the financial incompetence of our political leaders that was predictable. They do not solve problems. They simply push the problem forward and make the problem bigger. Their behavior is predictable. And that is regardless of whether they are Republican or Democrat. Improving your financial education allows you to get to the place where becoming rich is predictable. Once a person has the education and the experience and understands leverage, control, creativity, expandability, and predictability, life will look different.